This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Perhaps you know the name Bruce Bickford, and quite possibly you know his work. During the 1970s, Bruce Bickford was the clay animation artist behind Frank Zappa's psychedelic music videos. Through stop-motion animation, he created amazing scenes of figures moving and morphing, flowing into changing worlds of clay. The Zappa years are over, but Bickford is still making claymation movies alone in his basement studio near Seattle. Now Bickford himself is the subject of a movie, a documentary by Brett Ingram. It's called Monster Road, and it's currently on the film festival circuit. Earlier, Bruce Bickford was in our studios, where Day to Day's Alex Chadwick talked with him about his lifelong fascination with clay.
How old were you when you started playing with clay?
Oh, three. I remember having this huge log of clay out on the sidewalk in front of our house, and it got molten and melty in the sun, and I was just fascinated with the way the texture had changed because of the sunlight. But that was just a start. I played with clay whenever I could get hold of it, and about age 13, I went into it seriously. My dad would bring home a pile of clay. At that time, it only cost about 35 cents a pound. Now it's 10 times that much.
Do you still use the kind of clay that my brother and I used when we were kids, that kind of dense, sort of barely malleable stuff with an amazing smell to it?
Yes, it's the same stuff. It's oil-based clay. It's modeling clay, plasticine. It's totally malleable.
When you made your first claymation film, had you seen a claymation film then, or were you inventing something?
Well, at that time, the word claymation didn't exist. That came later. But my first animation was just with model cars. But I had to make some clay figures to put in the cars. That's when I was 17, back in 64. And I ran these model cars around for a while, and then I started animating the clay figures in the cars, and then I started animating the clay figures on their own.
And you kept doing it?
Well, I had to go in the service in the late 60s, but when I got out, I went back to animating, and then also started doing drawn animation, line animation done with pencils.
Were you making a living at this then?
No. The only time I had an actual job was during the Zappa years, and it was 74 through 1980. I've had several small jobs since then, but they haven't amounted to much of anything.
I've just been to see another one of these special digital effects action-adventure movies. Your work is kind of on the other end of that. It is. It's very personal. It's just you doing it.
Well, the real personal quality of stop-motion animation is that you can see the personality of the animator there. And because of the jittery quality of the way things move frame by frame, there's going to be these minute errors and imperfections in it that are hard to eliminate.
And is that the personality that you're talking about? Is it there in those flaws?
Yes, because, well, the fact that it is stop motion is precisely what gives it its excitement, because it has an unreality about it. You're seeing the minute mistakes or fingerprints, as it were, of the maker, because it's like concentrated energy. There's everything that moves, every frame of the sequence has to be done by hand.
Where do these milkshake blenders come from?
Oh, that's just nostalgia. I love the past. I grew up in the 50s. And as life gets more and more complicated, I think a lot of the simpler things are forgotten. And it was just a much simpler time of life.
But this is a scene where it's kind of a open scene where there are people, heads emerging and things, and then suddenly this is a little blob of clay, and it turns into a column, and then the column develops a kind of a snout, and the snout has a point coming out, and then the whole thing turns into a milkshake blender. And then there are two more of them. I mean, it's... How did that happen?
I just... got in the mood for blenders. That's about it.
Who do you do this for?
Well, I mean, it's just personal projects right now, but if I was working for someone, I know it would be all different. I would hope to have a production manager. During the years when I was working for Zappa, there was nothing like that, so things went astray quite a bit. And I know if I was working for someone, they're going to be thinking in terms of release date or whatever. And I think on my own, personally, just doing my own projects, I've had the luxury of time. Because there's no one saying this got to be done right now. If it's got to be done right now, then you've got to simplify things enormously. And I don't like to simplify things. I like to get things complicated. And I remember something Van Gogh once said. I think it was something like as referring to his artistic style or his technique. It was something like, sublimate the ordinary or the obvious, accentuate the essential. If I were to describe my outlook or whatever, it would be, in detail is found the appearance of reality.
Thanks for coming in to speak with us, and congratulations on your work. I like it a lot.
Well, it's been wonderful being here.
Day Today's Alex Chadwick talking with claymation filmmaker Bruce Bickford. The documentary about Bickford, Monster Road, has been screened in over 25 film festivals and can be next seen at the Sidewalk Moving Picture Festival in Birmingham, Alabama. To see pictures of Bickford and a link to the film's trailer, visit our website at npr.org.